You are Locked On Phillies, your daily Philadelphia Phillies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on, guys? It is Wednesday, August 5th, 2020. This is Locked On Phillies. I'm Tim Kelly. And as it turns out, the Phillies and Yankees probably didn't need to be canceled last night, but the game was, and the two teams will now have a doubleheader at Citizens Bank Park today. And you know what? It may be doable for the Phillies, who are obviously not off to a great start at 1-3. It may be doable for them to take both of these games today, and imperative that they just start to win, period. The Phillies are going to give the ball to Zach Wheeler in game one of the doubleheader, which is scheduled to start at 4 o'clock, just a couple hours before the second game starts with Aaron Nola pitching, and we'll get to that in a minute. So this really is a doubleheader. They're going to go in, maybe switch jerseys, and they're going to immediately start the second game after. As far as Wheeler goes, he looked every bit the part of an ace in his first start as a Philly. He induced four double plays across seven innings, only gave up one run to the Marlins. And to this point, Zach Wheeler's start is the only game that the Phillies have won in 2020. The bad news is that Zach Wheeler has a 7.04 ERA and three career starts against the Yankees, who he saw when he pitched for the Mets. That's perhaps not a great omen, but if he does the same thing he did in his last start against the Marlins, he'll throw a complete game and the Phillies will win. The games today will only be seven innings, so all it takes for a complete game is seven innings. And at a minimum, you would like to see Zach Wheeler today go six innings and limit the amount of relief pitchers you have to use. Beyond the fact that the middle relief to this point has been a disaster, the next 4 days look like you're going to have Zach Eflin on Thursday, Vince Velasquez on Friday, Jake Arrieta Saturday, and then either Spencer Howard or Nick Pivetta or Cole Irvin or whoever making a start on Sunday. Even the few arms you trust in your bullpen right now, which I guess are Hector Neris, Tommy Hunter, and Jose Alvarez, you don't really want to burn those guys out today. You don't certainly want to burn them out in game one of a two-game doubleheader, because there's a good chance you're going to need them in the coming days. Now, the Yankees have not announced a starter for both games, but Aaron Boone did announce after Monday night's game, which the Yankees beat the Phillies in, that former Philly Jay Happ will start one of those two. And if you remember, J-Hop had a very good 2018, a season that he started with the Blue Jays. He made his first All-Star team with them. It was a cool story. And then the Yankees traded for him, and he had a solid second half for them, helped them get to the postseason. And the Phillies showed some interest in reuniting with J-Hop, who they had traded, of course, for Roy Oswalt way back in the day. They showed some interest in free agency in Happ after that season, but ultimately he chose to return to the Yankees on a two-year deal that paid him $34 million. It features a vesting option for a third year that would give him another $17 million. Put it this way, the Yankees will probably go out of their way to make sure J. Happ's option does not vest this season. He had a 4.91 ERA in 2019, and in his first start of 2020, he gave up two home runs and four total runs to an Orioles team that is just bad, one of the five worst, probably one of the two worst rosters in all of the sport. At age 37, J. Happ appears to have hit a wall, and it's imperative that the Phillies take advantage of that today. And the one good thing about facing Gerrit Cole in game one, and probably the only good thing, is you're going to get some better matchups in both games today, almost regardless of who pitches in the second one, and the Phillies need to take advantage of that. Postmates is a sponsor of today's show, and I've really leaned on them a ton during quarantine. When I want to order food, I just go immediately now to opening the Postmates app. Sometimes I don't have any food in my house. Sometimes I do have food in my house, and I just don't have the energy or time to cook it. So, like I'm probably going to do tonight in between these two games, I just log on to the Postmates app and I order something instead. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use the code LOCKEDON. Again, that's the Postmates app. You will get $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days if you use the promo code LOCKEDON. So Aaron Nola, and I was a little bit surprised. He will get the ball in game two of this series as opposed to game one. I thought maybe the Phillies would have him pitch in game one because it's no secret. He's done pretty well pitching in the heat throughout the course of his career. Ultimately, though, they announced yesterday evening that Zach Wheeler would go game one, Aaron Nola would go game two. And in his first start, Aaron Nola was very much a mixed bag against the Marlins, and that's probably being generous. He did strike out seven in his season debut, and through those first two innings, I thought he could go seven or eight innings. He looked that good. His breaking stuff was on. But he ended up giving up four runs in five and a third innings and a loss to the Marlins, who the Phillies can say, oh, the Marlins are scrappy, this or that. The Marlins are not a good team. And the Phillies need to take care of that. And obviously now Aaron Nola has a much bigger challenge today against the Marlins. This will mark Aaron Nola's first start in 11 days, which obviously extremely extended rest, and you wonder whether that's an advantage, a disadvantage, or neither. We will see. I think a few trends are important to watch with Aaron Nola, and they're ones that we can't tell if he's corrected based off of just the first start of the season. 2 years ago, when Aaron Nola was one of the five best pitchers in baseball, he gave up 17 home runs. Last year, when he still had some really good stretches last year, but definitely regressed. He gave up 27, and even with the ball probably juiced last year, that's a pretty noticeable jump. And a home run off the bat of Jesus Aguilar hurt him in his first start this season. And it goes without saying that against this lineup of the Yankees, you cannot give up home runs, especially with people on base. You cannot make bad pitches, because pitches that maybe certain hitters on the Marlins miss, the Yankees are not going to miss. Aaron Judge is probably the best player in baseball right now, appears to be fully healthy for the first time since his rookie season. And if you remember his rookie season, he hit, I think, 54 home runs. So he's pretty good. Giancarlo Stanton had two titanic home runs against the Nationals and the Yankees opening series. And he's pulverized plenty of balls, specifically in day games. I remember him killing the Phillies at Citizens Bank Park. And then you have other guys like Gleyber Torres, who I believe will be back in the lineup today. DJ LeMahieu, who is one of the most underappreciated players in baseball. These aren't power hitters, but they're guys that will hit home runs if you make a mistake. And DJ LeMahieu did that in the first game of the series, hitting a ball into the seats off of Jake Arrieta to lead the game off. So Aaron Nola cannot make the same mistakes in terms of hanging pitches that he has, that he did last season, and that he did in the first appearance he made in 2020. It's also important for him, Aaron Nola, to get in front of hitters and get first pitch strikes, which is something that he did a lot in 2018. He kind of controlled the at bat, as opposed to last year, where maybe he'd get down in counts, and obviously then your options are limited in terms of what pitches you're able to throw. Now, remember, again, these two doubleheader games today are only seven innings. So in a perfect world, you completely eliminate having to use your middle relief at all in these games. I mean, Aaron Nola or Zach Wheeler would have to just self-destruct and only go three or four innings for you to really have to worry about the middle relief today. But at a minimum, you need to get six innings out of Aaron Nola today and then hand the ball off to Hector Neris, or if Neris pitches in game one and isn't available in game two, Jose Alvarez, Tommy Hunter, whoever you're getting the ball to. But the best case scenario is that Aaron Nola just goes all seven innings, and it would actually be the first time that he's ever thrown a complete game, even though, you know, of course, it's not a typical complete game, but it would still go down in the books as a complete game. Roy Halladay's last complete game ever was a rain-shortened game that I think was seven innings long. So you take him any way you can get him, and in this case, if he can get it today, that would be great. And the Phillies need Aaron Nola to be consistently going seven innings in just about every start he makes this season. There's not really a ton of other ways to look at it. In 2018, Aaron Nola went seven or more innings 15 times, but then he regressed to doing that 10 times in 2019. And the Phillies could really use seven strong innings from him today. Again, it would give him his first career complete game, and more importantly, it would give the Phillies their first win in over 10 days. It would keep you from even having to worry about the bullpen, and even though it won't be as hot for the 6 o'clock start, you would think it should still be warm, and the Phillies are in a situation where if Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola are able to pitch them two really good games today, they can walk out of this series or walk into the final game of the series knowing that at worst they're going to split it, which is not a bad fate over a four-game series with the Yankees, who The Phillies win both these games today. The Yankees will lose more games in one day than they've lost in the first nine games of the season so far. So we will see, but the Phillies should be set up pretty well with Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler on the mound today. That's going to do it for today's show. You can follow me on Twitter at Tim Kelly Sports. Read my work on both PhilliesNation.com and Radio.com. Now tell your smart speaker to play the latest episode of Locked On MLB. I'll talk to you guys next time.